Hello and welcome to T4L Kids Magazine. This is issue 16, term 1, 2024. And this edition is Choose Your Own Adventure. And on the cover, we have a very groovy character getting ready for an adventure. And this is a New South Wales Government publication. Turning on over to page one now, and on our left-hand side, we have our editorial director of Linda Lazenby, our editor Yvette Pashoglian, and our designer Arne Ha. T4L Kids is created on Gadigal land. And for more information, visit t4l.link/T4L Kids. And our main title on page number two is Hey There T4L Kids, and we have a message from our Director of Digital Teaching and Learning, Linda Lazenby. In this issue, you can choose your own adventure. There are 9 fun challenges to create and collaborate on, whether you want to make films, podcasts, or become a game designer or a digital artist. There are plenty of ideas to get you started. Simply choose the tools that suit the computer or device you are using and be inspired by some of the famous experts appearing in this issue. It's time to turn your dreams into reality. Below our message from Linda is another subheading, Your Adventure Begins Now. Have you ever wondered what you want to be when you grow up? Think about the things you love to do or are good at and imagine where it could take you after you finish high school. If you love world building and gaming, you might be interested in being a designer. If you love art and writing or drawing, you might want to become an artist or a writer. And at the bottom of page two, our last heading, Hear from the Experts. All the adventures contained in this issue include tips from professionals working in these areas. You'll be inspired to learn how they work and even how they got their start. This message is accompanied by an image of Dr. Seuss, All the Places You Will Go. And this photo was taken by Adam Lehrer on Flickr. And we've got a little quote from Dr. Seuss. You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. That takes us to page number 3, titled Students, Choose Your Tech. There are different tools to match each challenge on different devices. For example, if you're using a MacBook, choose the MacBook resource guides on each page. Surrounding this message, we have some graphics, and one is of a notebook, another is a MacBook, and the last is an iPad. And teachers, learn more about the device experience kits. And we have another image of an iPad, MacBook, and a notebook. Now that moves us on to page number 4, and this one is titled Create an Acknowledgement of Country. First is our mission. Creating an acknowledgement of country for your school or community is essential. Explore your community's connection to country and talk to elders about language, places, and stories that connect you to culture. Can you create a script for audio or video that connects your school to country? Then we create. Why don't you create a digital acknowledgement of country that you can share in presentations, projects, at school events, and share with the community? Could you weave your school colors, school crest, or record yourselves sharing the words on video as an audio file? And lastly is get started. And here we have 4 very useful links for you to get started. The first is iPad Device Experience Kit. We have the MacBook Device Experience Kit, Notebook Device Experience Kit, and lastly, visit the Acknowledgement of Country resources in the STEM.T4L Learning Library. And at the bottom, we have an expert tip. And this is from Curly Saunders, who is an author, poet, and a proud Gunai woman. The best acknowledgements of country are personal, respectful, honest, and caring. They include the name of the traditional owner or owners, and might even include some features of that country or your personal relationship with or responsibility to them. And maybe you need some inspo, so watch this awesome digital acknowledgement of country from Callaghan College. They created a video to share with community. And click below to visit the video. Now we're on to page number 5, and this page is titled Be a Filmmaker. And first up is our mission. So our mission is to create a short film of your choice. It's going to be a drama or a comedy, or is it going to be a documentary? Work with a production team to develop your project. From storyboarding your ideas to planning your filming schedule, casting your characters, and editing and producing your final product. Next, we create. Could you create a short film to enter into a short film festival? Develop the concept, storyboard the idea, cast your film, and then explore camera and sound to best capture the shots for your storyline. Can you change up your story with editing and add more elements in production? How will you share your short film with your audience? And lastly is get started. So you can capture content with the camera on this device. You can edit and produce with iMovie, which is an app, or with Apple Clips. You could create online with Adobe Express. Or you could edit and produce collaboratively online with WeVideo. And our expert tip is from Leah Purcell. Now, Leah is an actor, playwright, and director and star of Australian film The Drover's Wife. I tell the stories my ancestors couldn't. And lastly, a little bit of inspo to finish up page 5. Watch this award-winning short film called Trash Tyrant by Janali East Public School in 2023. Moving on to page number 6, where we have Be an Author. Now, our mission. Do you live in a fantasy world where you are the hero of your own adventures? Do you love telling stories? If words are your passion, then you could be a writer or a published author. Writers create everything from advertisements to books, both fiction and non-fiction, poetry, screenplays for film and TV, and even storylines for online games. How about create? If you want to create a story or think about starting your own novel, start with a character that you or your readers will want to go on a journey with. Whether you want to write an adventure story, action, sci-fi, sports, or comic story, characters sit at the heart of every story. And how are we going to get started? We could use Canva, Google Docs and Drive, and Teams, Google Draw, Camera, or perhaps Canva or WeVideo voice recording. And here we have our expert tip. And this is from Yvette Pashoglian, and she's the author of the Ella and Olivia books. Why don't you create a character profile or biography to get a better picture of your hero and why they are on their journey? Creating all my characters, like the sisters Ella and Olivia, all began with these kinds of character profiles before I started writing my first story in the series, Cupcake Catastrophe. And a little bit of inspo to finish off page 6. Here you can watch Yvette's Everyone's an Author video. So click here and check it out. Next up is page number 7. And here we're going to create a magazine. Now, our mission, could you edit and publish your own magazine? Magazines are now more accessible and popular online than in print. Your challenge is to create a digital magazine. Now, how do we create? Do you have a topic or area of interest that you could create a magazine about? Could you research your topic, interview people about that topic, and compile the information in an easy-to-read format? If you're creating a digital magazine, could you add hyperlinks or embed video and audio content to enhance the experience? And how are we going to get started? First, get together as a team and choose what your magazine's purpose is and who your audience is. Number 2, think about the mix of information you want to share. Are the articles long or are they short? What images will you use? Number 3, what links, images, or video will you embed in your articles? Number 4, how will you plan the layout and design of your magazine? And number 5, try the magazine templates in Canva or try PowerPoint or Pages to start designing your magazine. And our expert tip is from Abby, and she is from Her Way. I started Her Way in 2021 because I realized there were no magazines just about women's sport. Her Way started as a monthly online magazine, but it's now a social media platform bringing you the latest news in women's sport. plus regular interviews with female athletes. And for a little bit of inspo, check out issues of T4L Kids for inspiration on layout, design, and content. Page number 8 now, where we're going to learn how to record a podcast. Now, our mission. Podcasters are the new rock stars. Podcasts are the fastest growing type of media in the world. What podcast have you listened to recently? What keeps you listening? What could you develop a podcast about? Now, how do we create? You need to bring a passion to the subject of your podcast. If you plan to create a podcast about something you're interested in or know a bit about, it will be easier. If you're researching for a podcast, you might have to prepare some notes or do some investigation. Do you want to have theme music, musical effects, or breaks in the podcast? There are three sides to podcasting: presenting, producing, and promoting. But how do you get started? First, explore the Student Podcaster Kit. Use GarageBand or Voice Memo to record and edit your audio. Use GarageBand to make music to add to your podcast. And access WeVideo. Teacher registration is required. Now use this to create with others on your podcast online. And our expert tip. Now this is from Samantha Turnbull, who is the creator of Dino Domes podcast and author. We're very lucky at ABC Kids listen to have great studios, equipment, and software that helps us create high quality podcasts. But you can create podcasts with nothing but a computer, smartphone, or tablet if that's all you have. And our inspo to finish off page number 8 is check out Exeter Public School's student podcast, The Bell. Next up on page number 9, we're going to dig into data. Now, our mission: data makes the world go round, and there is more and more of it created each and every day. It helps people make decisions and plans. Data can be measured and investigated, and it can even help predict the future. And how do we create? Data is all around us. How can you harness information around you to improve your life or the world? Your challenge, should you choose to accept it, is to improve your class's fitness across 1 week. With pedometers or smartwatches, log each student's steps for 1 week, then try and improve on it in the next week. And how do we get started? Explore data sources like the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Collect data with Google Forms or Microsoft Forms. Manipulate your data with Excel sheets or numbers. And present your finding as an infographic with Canva or the tools on page 11. And our expert tip on data comes from Zoe Baker. She is a sustainability expert who works to improve energy ratings in buildings. I work with lots of data, measurement, and technical detail, but the most important part of my work is communication of what the data means and how we can use it. And a little bit of inspo, this fantastic YouTube clip explores how data builds a fascinating story about the world. Click here to check it out. Page number 10 now, and it's getting fun. Here, we're going to design a game. Now, our mission: do you have what it takes to make a fun and engaging video game? What do you love most about your favorite online gamers? Is it the sense of adventure or danger, the graphics and design, or the whole experience? How do we create? Plan your idea. What will the game environment look like? What objects will the player use in the game? What will the player do? How will they win? And what are the rules of the game? And how do we get started? Use Safari to access the online tools like MakeCode Arcade to build your game. Access T4L Kids game design issue to learn about the game design process. And plug in your headphones so you can work in peace. And here is our expert tip. Now, this is from game developer Pat Naum, and he shares his secrets behind creating his game, The Master's Pupil, where you can read all about it in T4L Kids. As a game developer, you get to be the one to make and craft your idea. Game development takes a long time. It's full of hard concepts to learn and problems to solve, but it's fun. It's fun, hard work. And a little bit of inspo. explore 6 super apps to get your game development underway. Now we're on page 11, where we are going to create digital art. Our mission, perfect your artistry in the digital world. Instead of using paints and paintbrushes, you can work digitally and achieve beautiful designs with similar effects. The best thing of all, you can take it with you and work online and share your designs in digital files. And how do you create? Draw artwork or create something that visually communicates an idea or a story. You could try creating a character, a storyboard, an illustrated map, or a diagram. How will you use certain colors and effects to convey your meaning? And how do we get started? Watch Matt Stanton's video to hear how a professional writer slash illustrator works and develops their ideas. Use the learning journal to work through his suggestions and learn how to use your Apple Pencil. Read Everyone Can Create, Draw to build your illustration skills. And our expert tip. This is from Matt Stanton, best-selling author and illustrator of the Funny Kid and Fluff series. When I create books, I use 3 toolboxes: writing, illustration, and design. It's the way that the writing and the illustrations come together to tell a story. And our inspo, here we have the link where you can watch Matt's cool session on digital drawing with Everyone's an Author. Lastly, on page number 12, design your app. Our mission, we've all used apps on our devices, but do you know how to design one? It is not as difficult as you might think. How do we create? Take the challenge to create your own app or take the transport app challenge in this issue of T4L Kids. Can you apply the ideas from this magazine to design an app that makes the world a better place? And how do you get started? Here are key resources for you to begin. Keynote or Apple Swift, video app prototyping in Keynote, T4L Kids Magazine, issue 10, and an idea for your app prototype. And our expert tip comes from Glenn Jeffrey. He is head experience of design at app development company Blue. Start simple with just pen and paper. You're sketching out the rough steps of your prototype, screen by screen. And our inspo, watch this awesome overview from Baloo on things to consider when designing an app for your customer. That brings us to the end of another edition of T4L Kids Magazine. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Jacob Druce. Ciao for now.